to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, Werner Bach, farmer from Canada, joins us explaining why he believes that the authorities have singled him out for harassment, trying to, I guess, get rid of his cattle in rather nefarious ways.
Chris? Okay, well, you know, as I mentioned, Werner, when we talked and originally and I suggested that we open this up for questions from our listeners, I do have a number of questions here, and I'd like to go through a few of these. This one comes from Polterwurst, who's actually in Germany. It's one of our German listeners. And he wonders, how often do these attacks happen per year? Have there been periods when the frequency of the attacks changed or some methods of killing your poor animals were used more often, less or not at all? In other words, give us a sense of how this thing ebbs and flows through your herd.
Well, I want to say there was a distinct pattern. When I got the cattle through the worst part of the winter, by the end of the winter, you know, generally that's when the killing started over a period of generally about a month.
What you're saying is this is an early spring phenomenon?
Yeah, the cattle came in good shape through the winter. And in early spring, you know, that's when the killing started. Because by the end of the winter, we get a lot of snow here, you know. And then towards the later end of the winter, we have a warmer temperature during the daytime. It melts the top of the snow. And then during the night, we have maybe 15 below, you know, frost in centigrade. And then halfway through the night, you have a hard crust on the snow. You can walk, a person can walk anywhere and not leave any cracks.
Okay, how about late summer and early fall?
No, very little during that time. And then during the winter, when we had a snowstorm during the night, where the snow would cover up the tracks.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking but primarily a late winter, early spring time frame.
They had to fulfill their quota. You know, sooner or later, we get you out of there. So they kept chipping away in order to win me financially.
Yeah, but this has happened for over 30 years. You'd think they'd give up. In fact, it would seem to me that the actors, the players in this conspiracy, obviously had to have changed. It couldn't be the same group of people all those years.
It is still the same family, and now it's the second and third generation.
How about blackleg? I have a question here from Conrad Hartman. He wonders if any of your cattle ever suffered from blackleg.
No.
What is that, by the way, for those of us who are not trained on the farm?
Well, blackleg, they used to give them vaccinations, and it would occur somewhere in late July, August.
But what is it?
I never encountered it, personally.
Yeah, but I'm not understanding. What is it? A disease? What is it?
It's a disease. I have to do some reading up, you know. But
what are some of the mundane, normal diseases that you encounter as a cattle rancher? What are some of the, your just run-of-the-mill type afflictions that cattle go through that you've experienced in your herd? What are some of the other medical issues?
Well, most of the medical issues is where you might eventually lose a cow or a calf, you know, during calving. But as long as they have their minerals and as long as they have a half-decent hay, and even for beef cattle, you know, the breeds we got, the Limousine, you know, they don't have to be any, don't have to have any fancy hay, you know. They can stay in good shape of, hey, that's not top quality, you know.
Well, here's another question from Conrad. Since you've been such a thorn in the side of the authorities about this, and they've gone ahead and they've pushed back against you, what medical conditions have the authorities accused you of neglecting in your cattle? What have they accused you of, just not feeding them enough, or what is their... What are their charges against you as a farmer?
They couldn't make anything else fly. So this one here now, when they dragged me into court after 37 years, you know, they came up with, oh, I didn't provide them with proper water, with enough water, adequate water, access to water, and I did not provide them with adequate feed, you know, and I didn't use any veterinary assistance since 2009. Now, in regard to water, there's only 80 yards further down, there is a running brook. I put a bridge in, you know, a crossing in, there where the cattle drink. I sloped the banks, and I put sandstone in the bottom so they don't muck it up, and they drink it right as it comes out of the pipe from the crossing. Then in the winter, when the snow had been deep, my water line, I get the water gravity fed from the hillside, and it goes right by below the barn, right by the barn. And I tapped into the water line, and I had a bathtub there where I steady let enough water run in, so the bathtub was always half full.
Okay, the long and short of it is, because we can go into this for another 2 hours, Werner, the long and short of it is you feel you've taken care of your cattle properly, that you're getting a bum rap from the authorities.
That's basically what it is, but in regard to feed, last spring, the veterinarian didn't haul the local district veterinarian in because he had been covering things up now for many years, Andy saying Ange. And the last time I tried to explain that to him about 6 years ago, he said, we are not trained on it.
And okay, so you're saying now the veterinarian was hiding information, hiding things, not doing his job?
Yeah, basically, the buck starts up with the veterinarian. You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And when this veterinarian said, we are not trained on it, even so the animals had direct physical burns, deep tissue burns and everything. All the other stuff was being documented when he did some autopsies, and he said to me, we are not trained on it. I said, pardon me, this technology has been around for half a century. We all have to take some upgrading. You know, so do you.
Werner, it seems to me that it would be very easy to ascertain and prove that a particular wound caused by high heat was real. You know, it would seem to me that just taking off that patch of flesh from the nose, for instance, putting it into formalin, and having it independently tested without any sort of front loading to a veterinary pathology lab, that you would be able to determine cause of the heat would be an exception, but you would be able to prove that high heat was used, you know, some sort of lasing instrument or maser as possibly, or a particle beam type directed energy. Now, all you have to do is take that patch of flesh, put it in formalin, and send it off to a lab with no explanation. Just say, you know, give me an analysis of this. Have you tried to do that?
Look, I tried to use some other labs, as I say, when that first happened in 1975. I took the rest of the stomach and took it to a lab in Sackville, you know, and nothing. They all stick together. Birds of a feather will stick together around here. That's
okay, so they're basically conspiring to hide the truth.
Yeah, basically there's an old saying, maritimers stick together. And in many instances, people were willing to do the right thing. And even when I was right there, they would get a phone call. And they would look all scared, and then they wouldn't do anything. And I want to regress again when about 5 years ago, the SPCA inspector, when she sent the calf to Fredericton, when I followed it up 3 days later, I was being told that that they got a phone call from the SPCA to destroy the specimen. I informed him that it wasn't not there. Mandate, you know, the specimen was still my property. So,
Werner, there are many veterinary pathologies labs and veterinary pathologists out there. Now, you mentioned you spoke with George Onet, who used to do the lab work for the National Institute of Discovery Sciences. Why can't you go ahead and send him forensic samples and don't front load him, but send him some and then send some to another lab and compare the results?
We'll get Werner's answer and a lot more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda?
Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Fortean phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@WebTV.net. That's MrUFO@WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Werner Bock, rancher, farmer from Canada, asked a very critical question by Chris O'Brien. As part of these ongoing incidents of livestock being tampered with, whatever, what's your response? Why didn't you send the samples over to the place that Chris mentioned?
In different times, I sent labs to samples to other labs, but it's like you're hitting a brick wall. And what
you're saying that none of the labs want to pay attention to what you have to say and what you have to present.
Look, let me continue about this James Galls. When he said to me, we got a phone call from the SPCA, I asked him who and what.
Okay, we understand that. That's the ultimate conspiracy theory. We understand that happens where you go somewhere and you're trying to get something done, and they get the mysterious phone call and they stop doing it. But Chris asked you a question. Could you answer it, please?
There is another twist to it. So on a hunch, I had the telephone number of the chief inspector from the SPCA. I had it, so I phoned him up, and I said, and he said, I asked him about who made that phone call. And he said, I made the phone call. I said, it was not up to you to make the phone call. It still was my property. Oh, there's nobody doing anything with your cattle. It's all in your head.
Okay, but I'm still not getting the answer. Chris said,
yeah,
why?
But
you're not
what I'm saying
question.
Is, why stick to local Canadian authorities? Why not go south of the border without any sort of front loading and supply a veterinary pathologist with samples? Don't tell them why you're sending them. Just say, I want you to test this and come up with the results, and send the same, you know, cut the sample in half and send the other half to another lab and then compare your results. Werner, this is 37 years. You've lost $100,000 plus in cattle here. We're talking almost $250,000. It would definitely be worth your while to spend the money to have a diagnostic lab test a sample, and then the other half of the sample have it tested at another diagnostic lab. That's how you do good science. You don't let them know who you are. You don't let them know why you're sending the sample. You just say, here's a sample, here's my money, let me see the results of this test, of these tests that you're going to perform. I mean, that to me would be the way to handle this. Now, I found out about you first from Ted Oliphant, who was a law enforcement official down in Fife, Alabama, who investigated almost 200 cattle mutilation cases in the late 80s and early 90s. He's known about your case for quite some time. Have you ever asked Ted for some help about where to get samples tested? Have you supplied him with any sort of forensic evidence? Look,
Ted Oliphant is only one of the many allies I chased down to come to some results. And I don't have the financial resources. And I thought.
Okay, hold, please. You're saying then that you don't have the resources to provide him with evidence. You don't have the resources to provide evidence to sources south of the border. So how do we verify any of this? You can complain to the end of time, and we can't verify any of what you claim.
You're still losing money. It would seem to me that would be money well spent to determine and prove that you are being victimized by some sort of high technology. That would be my number one suggestion to you. And I really think that you should do that. The next time you have a case, take that sample, that skin sample, and very carefully gather it, suspend it in formalin, and cut it in half and send one to one lab and another to another lab. It's not that expensive compared to hundreds of thousands of dollars of lost livestock. I mean, you need some ammunition to approach your local authorities and say, here's the results of tests. I'm not crazy. The results prove out what I've been saying, or they don't. This is a very unusual case, I must say. I mean,
I want to ask you one question. I've seen the same damage documented that has been done to people with the very same technology. What did the law enforcement do about it?
Well, without knowing the particulars, I can't comment. People.
As I say, I came across there last year. There was a Darren Dowd, a young fellow, several years earlier. He documented it, and he put it on YouTube. Torture of Christians in America. And it showed people with identical burns as I've been documenting on the cattle. In one case, there was a fella, he has his shirt off, and he had three circular burns about an inch and a half in diameter on his back.
Okay, so you're saying here, Werner, that these people were subject to the same kind of, abuse as your cattle.
Torture of Christians in America. Darren Dowd. And guess what? Right afterwards, he was found dead. Then there is another one I came across, and that is Monarch Project, torture of innocent men, women, and children, and animals. Again, same documentation on people, you know?
Well, Werner, you're kind of mixing apples and oranges here. I would think that you'd want to concentrate on getting verification, scientific evidence that verifies what you suspect is going on with your cattle. Then you can use that those test results as ammunition to then bring to the authorities and demand some sort of investigation. Obviously, these people aren't taking you seriously. Werner, these people aren't taking you seriously because you don't have the proper scientific evidence to back up your claims.
Listen, I have been in contact with so many scientists, and I'm greatly dismayed when I see the PhD, you know, by a name. I become already leery.
Okay, so you're saying that the scientists with whom you've been in touch refuse to help you. They won't take you seriously.
When they, you know, the ones I encountered at the universities and so on, you know, when I encountered them, when they get enough pressure, then suddenly they don't want to have anything to do with it. They take off running.
Okay, you think they're being pressured by someone to
This is not just only about the cattle. What I found out within a few years after I came here, within a few years, I found out it wasn't what we were being told, that the farmland had been abandoned because people were lazy. But what I found out within a few years, that it was because vegetation control chemicals and all kinds of agricultural chemicals were being dumped on that farmland, a la Agent Orange and so.
Why? Why would they do this?
In order to get the farmers off the land.
And what will they do with the land when they get the farmers off? But the other question is here, it looks to me like it's only happening on your farmland, not the adjacent farmland.
It does not happen only on my farm. But I was very well aware about the technologies because I've been using some of those chemicals already in the old country. And when we came over from the old country and we wanted to be self-sufficient, we wanted to grow our own feed grain and then grind and mix our own livestock feed, you know. And within a few years, I found out whenever I had a field of grain planted and it was coming up, then a small plane would show up, make a few passes over the field, and within a few days, the crop would die right off.
We have Werner Bock, a farmer from Canada, with lots more to go with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check.
Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, I'm getting a picture here which is questionable, and I want to understand it further, Werner Bock, and that is, you moved from Germany because they didn't treat you right. They were taking your land away.
They
wouldn't renew the leases, whatever. Okay, we understand that. Did any of this happen to you in Germany, or is it unique to your current environment?
I never noticed anything like that in Germany because, especially after the war, and so the farmers were needed.
Okay, so in Germany, they didn't do anything but take the land away when they needed it for something else.
Well, as I say, and right across the border in the communist part, you know, they took the land away and put them in the collective farms.
Okay, but what about in West Germany before
the
unification?
As I say, right after the war, right through the mid-50s, and so they wanted the farmers there for the people to have enough to eat. And when people don't have enough to eat and stand in long food lines like they were doing in the Eastern European countries, during that time they cannot work, they cannot be employed productively, you know. And this is what caused the economic miracle after the war, because the farmers, they were producing, you know, giving people enough to eat, you know, and then people could work, they had energy to work, the opposite to the communist system.
All right, you know, Chris has a bunch more questions to ask, including some from our listeners. Chris?
Yeah, here's another question from Polterwurst. In the documentary, you mentioned that one of the cows seems to have fallen from some height, and then it landed on the ground, you know, and impacted the ground adversely, obviously, if it's dropped from a height. Now, was that a unique case, or did you have other animals that you felt were lifted up?
No, that was the only case I encountered. This was a few years ago. And at the time, we made quite a few YouTubes. There was a fellow staying here at the farm, and he had a camera, and he put it on YouTube. But most of the YouTubes we made at that time, they're gone off the Internet.
Uh-huh. Well, how did you know? What led you to believe the animal had been dropped from a height?
The injuries she had. And then the year previously, on two occasions during the night, one time between 1 and 2 o'clock at night, I'd been checking on the cattle, and I was walking across the yard, and I happened to look back to the ridge that's over a shallow, a low ridge that's overlooking the area, and I saw the distinct downturn searchlight of a helicopter within a quarter of a mile coming out between two tall pine trees. And there was no sound coming from there.
Well, how did you know that the one animal had been dropped from a height? What led you to believe that? What condition was the animal in?
As I say, I describe it in there. Let me say, then at another time between 9 and 10 o'clock at night, it was dark, and I was walking across the yard, and I happened to look up. I'm in the flight path of the overseas flights, you know. I watch, you know, then sometimes when I walk across the yard, you know, how many jet planes are in the sky, and then there's another flight path of a flight school between Moncton and Fredericton. They commute back and forth. Sometimes you have four or five single-engine planes flying there. But anyway, I happened to look right overhead, and I saw the distinct downturn searchlight of a helicopter directly over the farmyard, making a real sharp turn. A turn a normal plane couldn't make. And again, there was no sound.
Wait a minute here. We're talking about a helicopter that makes no sound. Wait a minute, please. We're talking about a helicopter that makes no sound, that makes sharp turns. It sounds like we're talking about a UFO, not a helicopter.
Not UFO. Helicopter, the searchlight goes down at like 50 degrees, you know.
Well, if it had been me, Werner, if I had seen a helicopter low over my ranch and I was having these cattle, these unexplained cattle deaths, boy, I would have whipped out my .30-06 and tried to bring that sucker down.
I don't have a .30-06. I don't have a gun. But before I look for extraterrestrial explanation, I look what's on the ground. And in a lot of the instances.
Well, you never did answer my question. How did you determine that the animal had been dropped from a height?
I want to explain to you. Real easy, silent helicopters and the injuries the animal had.
Okay, what silent injury? Helicopters, what silent helicopter are we talking about?
I spoke to a former military pilot who is now my senator, Joe Day, and he confirmed to me, he said, yeah, they got the technology where they can cancel out the sound on the helicopters.
Well, I've actually seen that with my own eyes and not heard it with my ears. So they do have noise cancellation technology. But again, Werner, describe the condition of the animal that you felt was dropped from a height.
As I say, this was on the weekend. And generally, most of the dirty deeds they were doing on the weekend, you know, starting up from Friday night. So on Saturday morning, I was coming out, and the cattle, they were... overnight, they had stayed here right across from the yard, from the house in the side hill, where they were bedded down. And when I came there to feed them, this cow was laying there. Her hind hoof was partly ripped off. The 11 or 12-inch long horn was fully rammed into the ground. There were no major disturbances on the ground. And blood was coming out of the hind end, oozing out of the hind end. And foam and bloody foam was coming out of the mouth, and she naturally was dead.
Did you do a necropsy?
I didn't have to do a necropsy because the injuries the animal had. What I figured, they hoisted up, you know, put the cable around the hoof, but an accident happened. The cable slipped, and it ripped part of the hoof, you know, ripped it half off.
Okay, now you're talking about abduction of cattle. How many cattle have you gone out and found stolen or gone?
This was the only cow I found in this kind of a way. But sometimes during the summer, a few times, one or two, like a 400 or 500 pound calves, they disappeared out of the pasture. And generally, the calves by themselves, they don't take off. The herd, they stick together. It's a whole family unit.
How many animals have mysteriously just disappeared like that?
Not like that, but as I say, there have been at least 5 or 6 animals over the years that have disappeared.
Okay. Well, I still think, Werner, that you should do a double-blind test, forensic sample testing, with two labs that... receive samples not from you but from somebody else. Have one of your relatives or rancher friends go ahead and send off samples suspended in Portland, so that you are not in any way tied to the samples in the eyes of the pathology lab. That would be my advice to you. Is you need to have some ammunition to prove or disprove that your theories are correct, because anything less than that, you're just going to be spinning your wheels and losing your livestock.
As I say, you know, when you think it's sale lease, I want to tell you, I don't think most of the rest of the population, they have to live it as much in reality as us farmers have. When I started farming pretty near over 50 years ago, you know, where at 50 years ago, there were 20 farmers. There's maybe now one farmer left, you know. And as I say, whatever task I have to confront, I have to deal with the means I have, financial means and so, and work-wise and everything, you know. And when the community think those things can keep on going, they have to face the consequences. And I want to say something else, what I, when you ask about the question, why do that to the farmers? I went to business college, too. I went to agriculture college. And if I, as a farmer, I want to stay in business, I have to do some pretty sharp figuring because there is no taxpayer and no daddy in the sky bailing me out, you know. And what did I want to say?
Well, it just seems to me that you need some evidence to back up your claim so that you'll be taken seriously. And if you need help locating a pathology lab, you should let me know. And I can refer you on to some labs, and we won't even tell them that the samples are coming from you to you know, hopefully.
So what can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen? This is obviously a very, very complicated story, and we hope to have a little bit more clarification in our next segment. Werner Bock joining us. He'll have an answer to Chris's comment and request. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, we continue with the Paracast. Our guest is farmer Werner Bock. Chris asked him a question about submitting this stuff for analysis. Werner?
Look, you don't know the maritime community. And especially over the years, they know every move I make. If I go to the post office or a courier comes in and picks up the sample, they know everything. And they can interfere. They even interfere with mail and anything, you name it.
Okay, so you're saying then if you ship this item to a laboratory in the United States that agrees to analyze it, and Chris can certainly find some possibilities for that, that act... you'd be seen, and that they'd prevent you from accomplishing it. Would they intercept the package? What?
Well, there's ways around that, Werner. You could have a friend take the formalin and bring it to a city and have them send it to me, and then I can go ahead and have it sent to the lab. I mean, there's ways around any sort of monitoring that you think is going on there. I mean...
Listen, there was another farmer there about 30-some years ago. They went through similar things, so they finally had to sell the farm. And I spoke a year later to the farmer's wife, and she said, at one time we thought we had friends. But when the trouble started up, there were no more friends there.
Well, I know people up in your neck of the woods. I do have some contacts up there, and I could possibly get somebody to do this for you.
But as I say, I wanted to finish off the other part there. Over the years, I've been thinking that the way agriculture has gone down the tube here in the maritime provinces and in the northern New England states like Maine, the same pattern. A region that at one time was self-sufficient in food production and that even was exporting food. You know, now on the average, they are importing 90% of the food, what they easily could produce here. And it would give lots of people a job, and it would be a sustainable part of the economy. And we could produce healthy food for the people here. You know, no Monsanto, no big chemical applications. You know, and it would take quite the pressure off the healthcare budget. But I was thinking about a region that was self-sufficient at the time. A lot of the goods and services were changing hands in the barter system. There was no money or very little money in for big business. There was very little money in for big government. And if I would be one of those big business tycoons, I would try to destroy this local economy. And a region that at one time was self-sufficient, had their needs been produced halfway around the world, and especially with slave labor, or buy it up there for a pittance because it's been produced at a surplus.
Okay, Werner, we have only a few minutes left. I really don't want to interrupt you, But yeah. Chris has asked you a question over and over again about submitting this evidence. And you say, well, if you shipped it, they'll see it. What about if you get in a car and drive down here?
I don't have a car anymore.
Okay, you don't drive. You don't have anybody whom you trust.
I have a license, but I've been financially so backed up against the wall.
So you have no way to travel. You can't take a cab. You can't go to the airport, get on a plane.
I cannot drive to the States and go into the States because I don't have my proper papers.
Well, normal people can drive back and forth to Canada.
I'm still a landed immigrant. When they pulled that off in 1975, I was about to receive my Canadian citizenship, and I refused it. I said I accept the Canadian citizenship when I see the Canadian justice system is working.
But, Werner, you don't need to drive anywhere. I've offered you the possibility of having someone up there travel to your ranch, pick up the samples, and then properly get them down to a forensic pathology lab.
Well, so far, no, since I got so much publicity.
Werner, Chris just made the offer. He knows people up there. They'd come to you at their expense. They'd retrieve the sample. They would promise to have it analyzed at a laboratory, probably in the United States, and give you the results. What's the problem with that? Forget about whether you're a citizen of Canada or not. Forget about anything else. Forget about whether your neighbors will see you.
I don't have any more samples right now.
What happened to them?
They have killed me lately.
What happened to them?
Because I made such a stink on the Internet. They have to be, they back off every time I put the pressure on them. Then they back off.
Okay, well,
Werner, let's leave it at this before we run out of time here. Get yourself some formalin, not formaldehyde, formalin. Get a container of it and be ready for if another case occurs to carefully gather a sample, cut it in half and put one half in the formalin in one container, the other half in formalin in the other container. Those samples will be good virtually forever. Then we could go ahead and set up a way to retrieve those samples, secretly have them tested without your being involved, and come up with some results. Without that, you're spinning your wheels.
Look, I'm in the process of selling the cattle. I want to get out. Because they have been gassing me now so bad, and I have all the angina pain and everything.
Okay, wait a minute here. They are now gassing you. It's not just the cattle anymore. It's you. Do you have a family? Let me ask you, Werner, please. Let me ask you, because we're running out of time. We have about 3 minutes left, and I need to ask you some quick, focused questions here. So first of all, Werner, let me try to understand more fully something about your current living situation, okay? So please tell me. Do you have a family there with you?
I've been living alone here. But I've been living alone most of the time here. You know, I don't have a family here.
Did you have a family in Germany or what?
It was easy picking.
Okay, you have no family here. Do you have a family elsewhere in Germany somewhere?
I still got one brother living over there in Germany and nieces and nephews.
Okay, and you don't have friends here that you trust. It's just you alone. You have employees?
No, I don't have employees. I'm a one-man show.
Oh, boy.
And if I would have a family, I would have had to quit it already long ago. That way they don't have any... When I got a family, they got somewhere where they can put pressure on. And I've seen a lot of people. When they have a family... or a loved one, you know, then they cannot fight that fight. Then they are vulnerable.
Well, it sounds like you have a very lonely existence there. I hope at least you have satellite TV or something so you can be entertained.
Listen, I don't need satellite TV. I've watched television now for years. And radio, I think the last time I listened for half an hour radio about a week ago.
So every day you basically have an existence. You're not watching TV. You're not listening to the radio. Do you read a newspaper?
Oh, every so often, if there's something that is of interest to me, But most of my information, now I go deeper into it through the internet, and I sift through, sort the wheat from the chaff, because there's a lot of trash on the internet. But I've been around long enough, and I can sort out most of the chaff. And I have lots of friends right across the continent and in other continents.
You know, you sound like you have a very lonely existence, and I feel really bad for you. Werner, is there any place our listeners can check you out online?
It's easy. Just Google my name, Werner Bock. But as I say, I want to say I'm not saying that anything that has been done by UFOs and aliens. I'm a down-to-earth person. At first, I look for causes on this earth and the evidence I can gather on this earth. And the evidence I've gathered so far, it does not point to UFOs and aliens doing this.
Werner, thank you very much. You can find more information from Chris at OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com. We hope to get that webcam up real soon now. You can find us at theparacast.com. Once again, that's theparacast.com. And on Twitter, we are known as The Paracast. We even have a couple of pages over at Facebook. How about that? From Gene and Chris, Werner Bock, thanks for joining us this week on The Paracast.
You are welcome, but sorry about some of the arguments, you know.
No problem. We're just trying to help, Werner.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. But as I say, before I look for UFOs and aliens, I think I look here for terrestrial causes.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.